It's Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, her husband enjoys being president. Maybe she will, too. A first lady's personal political ambitions in Argentina.
But first,
Florida takes its place in history. Back to back and unforgettable.
Actually, Jim Nance of CBS Sports, it was pretty forgettable. The NCAA men's basketball final last night in Atlanta, Florida beat Ohio State. No last-second buzzer beaters, no come-from-behind heroics. But there was an unresolved storyline, the fate of Florida's coach, Billy Donovan. USA Today's Steve Weberg joins us by telephone. He's in a car driving home from Atlanta after the game last night. So, Billy Donovan is being wooed, we assume, by the University of Kentucky. Will he go?
My gut is no. Having talked to Billy, he has a genuine loyalty towards the university. He has a real loyalty to the athletics director there, Jeremy Foley. Number one, for hiring him. Number two, for sticking with him and re-upping him contractually, even before they needed to when he was still trying to build the program. And also for giving him the resources to make the program what it is today. To me, it would just be a matter of whether he might be looking for a different challenge. He has won two national championships at Florida. Kentucky, I still think, remains the magical name in college basketball. And I could see there being potentially an allure to wanting to restore it to its place in the college basketball hierarchy. But when it's all said and done, I still see Billy Donovan in Gainesville.
Let's back up just a bit in the chronology here. The coaches became like birds in a cage with somebody beating on the cage with a stick when Tubby Smith of the University of Kentucky, 10 years there, he won one title, decided to go to the University of Minnesota, and that just set everything into play. And I assume at that moment every college coach is worth more money.
Well, absolutely, because the dynamics between Kentucky and Florida right now are going to drive the market up. Florida is one of the motherships of college athletics, along with Texas, along with Ohio State. Most resources, the most willingness to spend those resources. Kentucky will try to bid for Billy Donovan. Kentucky will not be able to outbid Florida for Billy Donovan. That will raise the marketplace, and that's how these salaries get driven up in the first place. It's all about marketplace. People wonder why college coaches are paid more than college professors, deans, even university presidents,
because
of the marketplace.
How much money are we talking about here?
Well, I think we're talking $3 million for a year for starters. Schools are willing to pay it. The money from shoe companies, from TV entities, from these other outside sources is greater and greater, so they have the money to pay, and they see coaches as the faces of program. In many cases, they're the faces of the school.
Finally, let's talk about the women coaches here. A similar situation to Donovan, Duke's Gail Gesten-Cours, she was the AP Coach of the Year, undefeated season before losing last week to Rutgers. Rutgers is playing, of course, against Tennessee tonight, and now she's being lured by the University of Texas. Will she make big money?
Yes, she will. Number one, because it's Texas. Two, because she is one of the premier coaches in the country. We have seen Texas with other coaches, Mack Brown in football, with Rick Barnes in men's basketball, pay handsomely for the coach that it wants. Florida has done that and is doing that also probably now with hiring a women's coach. These schools have the resources. They want to be the best in everything they do. They want to bring in the coach who can make them the best, and I think you're going to see that happen. The women's trend has followed the men's trend in coaches' salaries. You know, they're not up, you know, at the high end, you know, the $3 million, $4 million range, but we have seen Pat Summitt at Tennessee. We have seen Gino Auriemma at Connecticut become million-dollar coaches in women's basketball, and I think Texas would be prepared, and I think Florida would be prepared to make their women's coaches, their new women's coaches, million-dollar coaches as well.
Steve Weberg of USA Today, thank you for joining us. And we should point out, you're not driving that car, you're just riding, right?
I am enjoying the scenery of Tennessee.
Thank you, sir.